Rahul and Leah, our matriarchs, grasping unto the art of prayer, their tears never far behind. Vi'ene Leia Rakhlis, Leia's eyes soft from her crying, for she thought she was to marry Esav, and she cried. Everyone said, Rivka has two sons, and Lavan has two daughters. The older daughter shall marry the older son. The younger daughter shall marry the younger son. And Leia would cry, refusing to accept, her tears constantly streaming in prayer, in yearning, a cry of the purest aspirations, of a tremendous longing to build her home with a tzaddik and to bring forth the holy Shevatim. And Leia would cry. Her eyelashes slowly fell. Her facial features changed. Her beauty slowly left her. But has her beauty truly left her? The Leia Zoicha, with her yearning, she held herself high, and the one who hears all cries collected her tears, saving them for her very salvation. And then, not much longer, each of these tears was transformed into yet another beam, another pillar, in the building which our mother Leia was Zoiche to build. Half of the Shevatim, crowned with Torah, Kehuna, and Malchus, were hers, for tears never remain unseen. They become a Shevet. They create a reality. Kehuna, Levia, Bechoira, and Malchus, those tears which constantly dampened her face, the cries she never ceased from weeping, all became a magnificent creation. The Rachel Boicha. Rachel cries and refuses to be consoled. Her children were exiled from their homes, scattered unto strange lands. And a basco thunders from Shemayim. Rachel, cease your voice from crying and your eyes from shedding tears. Cease from crying. Why? No, Rachel. Cry. Cry and break through those heavens. Cry and shake the very foundations of the earth. Cry until your children come home. Why was Leia different than Rachel? Why was her crying so beloved and precious to Hashem that she was never commanded to cease? Because there is a limit to tears shed upon destruction, yet there is never a limit to those tears shed for the sake of building. Leia, our mother, has left me and you a motherly spiritual legacy. A legacy that works. Every single tear builds. Every tear is a shevet. Every tear is malchus, and every tear is Torah. It's very rewarding. And the building of Beis Yaakov has been built through these cries for eternity. Can only be built through tears.